Are you ready?
Woo! Is everybody ready for WrestleMania 30? It's supposed to be like one of the coolest events in WWE history. Whoa. WrestleMania 30.
Well, of course, the WrestleMania 30. 30 years.
8 matches on the card, Frankie.
Yeah.
What match are you most excited for?
John Cena versus Bray Wyatt with Luke Harper and Eric Rowan and The Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar.
Why?
Well, because I'm hoping to see Undertaker win, and I'm hoping to see John Cena turn heel this WrestleMania.
It's an interesting thought, considering the fact that a lot of people are, like, bored of John Cena being a good guy. He's not going to join the Wyatt family, obviously. Coming from a little kid. A little kid, John Cena, wants you to go bed.
I know.
It's kind of sad in a way.
Mm-hmm.
He was your hero.
I'm...
He was your Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And now you want him to go bed.
Oh, yeah.
What about the Divas Gauntlet match?
Not really into that. It's not going to interest me that much. Well, it's
you don't just think
to
AJ's going to win?
No, it's just to waste a little bit of time of WrestleMania.
You don't like AJ?
No.
You don't like any of the Divas? No?
No.
AJ's like the female CM Punk.
Yeah, but it's probably just a waste of time because they fill up the show.
What about the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal?
I want to see that.
Who do you want to see win?
I want to see someone come back like us. Like CM Punk just goes in there like a surprise. Like so many surprise guests are going to come. That's what I want to see.
Well, there's 3 open spots left. So who do you think are going to be the 3 open spots?
Stone Cold. I think maybe The Rock.
Uh-huh.
And maybe, I'm thinking, Shawn Michaels maybe.
Hmm. Could be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I was hearing things about Chris Jericho and Rob Van Dam. We could see. It's going to be interesting. 3 people. What if Hulk Hogan goes in?
He's hosting it.
But what if he decides to, like, play
then
it?
He's going
to
win.
The Battle Royal is supposed to commemorate, like, Andre the Giant's history with
WWE. Or even the Big Show.
Even the Big Show. But the whole thing is, it's like, think about it. The Andre the Giant's history
mm-hmm.
in the WWE is connected with Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
They have all this history together, so why wouldn't Hulk Hogan be in the Battle Royal?
I either think Big Show's going to eliminate Hulk Hogan.
What about Giant Khali? Great Khali?
Yeah, it's going to be either 3 of those guys who eliminate Hogan,
mm-hmm.
and one of the big ones is going to have to win.
Okay. What about Daniel Bryan
versus
Triple H? Are you a part of the Yes Movement, Frankie?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes? Oh, okay. All right, I'm just checking. So, you think Daniel Bryan's going to win clean over Triple H?
Definitely.
You don't think anyone's going to interfere?
No, Kane is going to... Triple H is going to hit the referee.
Mm-hmm.
And
Kane could interfere, though.
Yeah, he could.
That's if the Shield don't beat him.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about that.
What or the Shield is going to come out and help Daniel Bryan now since they're good.
That could be interesting. But what if it's all been, like, a ploy? What if the Shield is really still bad?
Then they're either going to turn on Triple H in WrestleMania.
Mm. Could be interesting, right? So, Randy Orton versus Batista versus the winner of the Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan.
So, you think Daniel Bryan's going to beat Triple H and then win the title?
Yeah, no disqualifications. He's going to bring out some type of thing.
Hmm.
He's going to make a distraction, and then Batista, he's not going to do much. He's been doing a lot of...
I'm gonna bring up an interesting thought. So, if Triple H beats Daniel Bryan, and then Triple H wins the title... Then we get to see Daniel Bryan versus Triple H for the title, probably the next pay-per-view.
Yeah.
That might be cooler.
Yeah.
Than Daniel Bryan winning at WrestleMania.
Or CM Punk is going to interfere in the match and there's no disqualifications.
What if CM Punk comes back? What if The Rock or Stone Cold interferes?
Stone Cold versus Daniel Bryan or The Rock versus Daniel Bryan.
Usually, the first pay-per-view after WrestleMania, the next pay-per-view after Extreme Rules is usually like a pretty crappy one.
Yeah.
So imagine, for the first time in a very long time,
mm-hmm.
that you have a really good main event for Extreme Rules.
Sheamus might join the Battle Royal, too. I just
Oh, he's
that.
In the Battle Royal
already.
Oh, he is? Yeah, he's in the Battle Royal.
I can't. Now it just came to my head. Yeah.
It's a shame. He could.
Lobster head.
Yeah, lobster head. It sounds like he says lobster head. it's pretty weird. So, any other surprises, you think?
Stone Cold and CM Punk are going to get into a fight if they come back.
That would be nuts. And think about it, too. So we have the tag team match is in
the pre-show. But...
So then that means there's only 7 matches on the card. It's pretty thin. There's not a lot.
Cesaro's going to turn on Swagger. Or Swagger's going to turn on Cesaro.
I think they're better by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I think Cesaro was ready to, like, fight for the Intercontinental mm-hmm. title and stuff. But the whole thing is...
Los Matadores are out.
Yeah. 7 matches in 4 hours? Something else has to happen. Yeah. So what do you think is going to happen?
Either they're going to add, like, an extreme... Someone's going to come out and say, this match is not over, and continue.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's going to win, like, at... Right before it ends up.
What if Vince McMahon comes out and says that, like, the match isn't over because, like, Triple H cheated or something like that?
Yeah, it's going to... No, like, at the last 2 minutes of the match, it's, like, 8:30. Say if it ends at 9, something's going to have to happen at 8:30 or someone wins already.
You mean 10:30?
Yeah, 10:30.
Okay. Because it's 4 hours of wrestling goodness.
Sweetness.
What match are you looking forward to the most? I know before you picked a couple of matches, but what match do you feel like you
John
have
Cena
to see?
John Cena versus Bray Wyatt.
Why?
I really want to see if he turns Bray.
So you think he's going to beat Bray Wyatt, but something's going to, like...
Something's going to attack him. With the the referee is out, everything.
And you think he's just going to lose it and go bed?
Yeah.
You think he's going to start rapping again and make fun of people and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
That could be cool.
Or he's going to join the Wyatts, and then, like, 2 weeks later, like, Daniel Bryan is going to turn
Bray. I hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Because those 2 or 3 weeks that Daniel Bryan was in the Wyatt family were pretty bad. It was pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't done well at all. Let's see. We didn't speak really about the Kane and New Age Outlaws versus Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns.
Yeah,
Seth
you already know the Shield one.
You think so?
Yeah, they
Who's your favorite member of the Shield?
The one who does the spear.
Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Why?
He's like the leader now.
You think so? You don't like Dean Ambrose?
He's cocky.
He's too cocky?
Yeah.
I like Dean Ambrose. You know, Seth Rollins is a former NXT champion.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. All right, anything else that you want to say about the show?
Well, have fun watching your WrestleMania, and make sure you eat your popcorn, get your popcorn ready, do whatever you need for your WrestleMania goodness.
All right, man. So, for Patrick Hickey and Frankie Asta, we will see you guys later.